It wasn't Monday Night Football or Game 7 of the National League Championship Series that this crowd was wrapped up in.
But that was 10 years before you took office.
And we're
It was the third and final presidential debate being shown on the big screen at Bruvi Cinema Pub in Salt Lake City.
It's been off the hook.
That's Scott Farley, head server at Bruvi's. He says they've aired every debate, and everyone has brought a standing room only crowd.
There's a desire to have community. It's a pretty alienated moment in time for people, at least in cities in America. And here we're offering an opportunity to come share an experience.
28-year-old Charlie Moore has watched each of the presidential debates at Bruvi's, and this time brought several of his friends along to watch the final face-off.
To be honest, I'm not typically the type of person to watch them at home, so it's a good thing for me to get out and have a reason to watch it other than because I don't spend much time at home.
The Hinckley Institute of Politics at the University of Utah also held public showings of the debates, and Director Kirk Jowers says they learned early on that people were indeed interested.
We were initially completely unprepared. We had hoped for 100 and had over 200, so we had to open up a couple of rooms, closed circuit.
Jowers says over 200 people have shown up for each debate, more than in past years, and he has a theory on why.
They're two very bright, brilliant, capable men who have very different visions for America, and people look forward to hearing them fight about the direction that America should go.
And it's a fight whose winner will be declared on November 6th. I'm Jessica Gale, KCPW News.